This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that?
I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is poured by Pelican Brewing. Independently brewing since 1996. Your local coastal brewery, Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
Hi, Daily Ticker time here on a Tuesday, brought to you by Pelican Brewing, now offering their newest signature Pelican West Coast IPA on a shelf near you. Raise your glass and drink on Pelican Brewing, born at the beach. Let's talk some college football and some NFL. We got trade deadline day in the National Football League, and the first college football playoff rankings come out. And joining us now to talk about both of those things is Dalton Wasserman, a Pro Football Focus. He's the co-host of the Pro Football Focus College Football Show at PFF_Dalton on Twitter. You go give him a follow there. And PFF has you covered all season long with the best data and tools and analysis in the game. Sign up for PFF Plus today to unlock all of their famous player grades and premium stats. Dalton, good morning to you. Can you make sense? I hate to do this because it's what everybody has to deal with on a national level, but it's hard for me to overlook it on NFL trade deadline day. Can you make sense of what the Cowboys are doing? Why are they trading draft picks for a wide receiver the day they put their quarterback on IR?
Honestly, no, I can't make any sense of it at all. I think the Cowboys, with what we've seen from them, and now they're really the one guy, Dak Prescott, who gave them any hope of winning more games this season, going on IR with the injury. Look, nothing's gone right for the Cowboys this season. I believe they're in the bottom five of an offensive and defensive grading for us. I mean, you just see it. The offense is stagnant. It's essentially just Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb trying to will them down the field. And the defense has been bad all season, and it's just not getting any better. I know Micah Parsons is coming back, but that's not really going to do much for what, especially the run defense, has been just a sieve, honestly, for the entire season. So maybe it's just a young guy that they believe in that they can keep and work towards next year. Maybe they're getting rid of Brandon Cooks or something like that in the offseason. But no, I honestly don't think it really does anything to change the outcome of their season, especially with Prescott hurt for at least 4 weeks now. I think the Cowboys are in for a rough second half of the year.
Yeah, Dalton, I think everybody already thought that Detroit was kind of the cream of the crop so far in the NFC. First 7-1 start in 68 years. What does getting a pass rusher in Za'Darius Smith, what does that do for Detroit in your estimation?
It at least somewhat alleviates their biggest concern, right? Because with Aiden Hutchinson's injury, they had really gotten no pass rush off of the edge, and they had some other guys injured too. So, I mean, they were running some practice squad guys out there off the edge for the last couple of weeks. And Smith, well, he's not certainly Aiden Hutchinson. He's at least a productive veteran pass rusher who we know can get some things done off the edge. Because on the rest of their defense, especially down the middle of it, played really well. You talk about Aleem McNeil and DJ Reader are real problems on the inside. The secondary is getting better, especially at safety. But this was going to be the one Achilles heel, is if the Lions could get a pass rush off the edge in the playoffs. So at least with Za'Darius Smith and maybe waiting for those other ancillary players to get healthy. You know, you talk about Josh Pascal and James Houston and guys like that. you're talking about, okay, now we at least have something, as opposed to what it's been the last two or three weeks where it has just been non-existent, their pass rush off of the edge.
The Chiefs are a juggernaut that cannot be beaten. Right when we think Mahomes might be out, he jogs out of a medical tent and they win in overtime. They are undefeated. Would you say Detroit is the best chance to beat Kansas City from three-peating, or are there teams in the AFC you legitimately believe could beat Kansas City?
I think you talk about teams like Baltimore and Buffalo that would have a shot. I think those are the two in the AFC for me, if only because you have a perennial MVP candidates in Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. But yeah, no, I think it's hard not to say right now the Lions aren't the most consistent team in football outside of Kansas City. The offense has such a high floor and can beat you in so many different ways. The defense is, you know, aside from Hutchinson being injured, the defense is better than it was last year, right? Last year, the big problem was coverage and weakness in their secondary. They have patched that up some, and they're still waiting for some more young kids to develop at cornerback. I would say yes, the Lions are the biggest threat, but there's some real threats in teams in Buffalo and Baltimore, I think, are the two biggest ones that could beat the Chiefs in the playoffs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Interesting. We're talking with Dalton Wasserman, a Pro Football Focus at PFF underscore Dalton on Twitter. Go give him a follow, co-host of the PFF College Football Show. And I did want to ask you about that because, or just college football, the rankings come out tonight. Oregon fans are fretting about not scoring enough points in the third quarter, but outside of that, they seem to be the most complete team in the country. Do you agree with that? Do the numbers bear that out? And then if I were to ask you right now, going into tonight's first, like, how many legitimate teams do you think you can make an argument in your mind that team can win a national championship? How big is that list for you?
I think it's pretty wide open, to be honest, because I think when you look at, you have a team like Oregon, you've got a team, obviously Georgia's always floating around, Texas has only one loss, a team like Miami whose offense is raging hot. I think it's the most wide open year that we've seen in a while, and it's going to get more wide open once you hit the playoff and those one game scenarios, right? Three or even four rounds of one game scenarios where it's about matchups and going out and executing on a nightly basis and things like that. So I think it's incredibly wide open. I do think Oregon, look, they've gotten through the big hurdle beating Ohio State, right? And they've got a pretty easy schedule the rest of the way. They're the most likely team to get that number one seed, you know, and I think they do have an incredibly high floor, especially with Dylan Gabriel and their offense and the way they've really gotten things rolling. They made some switches on the offensive line that have helped. So, is Oregon unbeatable? I don't think anybody's unbeatable in a season like this right now, but they do have a pretty complete team, and I think as long as they just keep executing offensively the way they have been lately, they're certainly one of the inner circle favorites.
We tend out here, Dalton, to be a little bothered by the SEC stuff. We understand why they get the attention, the money, and all that, you know, the benefit of the doubt, but we tend to just be annoyed that they're allowed to lose a game or two, and they're always given leeway, but all these other teams in other conferences, immediately they lose two games. We say, they're not that good. Get them out of here. What team is going to bother Dalton Wasserman tonight if he sees them in the top 12?
probably, I would say I'm very borderline on Alabama and LSU. I think when you were looking, I know Alabama got the Georgia win. That's a big one. You know, I think those two teams are very much teetering, you know, especially with the fact that they're playing each other this week. The loser could just be out of the playoff. I'm very borderline on those teams against teams like SMU, who's been very good, and their only loss is to BYU, who I think is a top six or seven team right now. You know, a team like Indiana, who, yes, their schedule's been soft, but they've also just blown out everybody they've played. And they, to me, they look legit. I think they have a real shot to beat Ohio State next week. It is that, where it's like the strength of schedule and all that stuff comes into it. I think Alabama and LSU are the two, especially whoever wins this, you know, this game feels like almost a lock to get in. I know LSU's got a little bit tougher schedule down the stretch, but those are the two teams I'm the most borderline on of whether they should be in or out right now.
Interesting. Is there anybody that you look at that's in this top 10 ranking list, that a team that's going to be there that you just laugh at and say, they need to lose. Get them the hell out of there.
I don't think so. I think there was a couple in the past week or two that we saw lose. I thought Pittsburgh had some flaws, you know, and they went and SMU took care of business there. Iowa State was another team I was kind of side-eyeing a little bit because they're very good, but they have some flaws. So I don't see a whole lot near the very, very top of it that's wrong. I think tonight, I don't think, looking at it, that I'm going to see a whole lot of issues with probably the top eight or nine. There's always going to be an argument with those last couple of spots, and based on so many granular little things, just like we saw with the fourth spot last year. So I think the top of this thing is going to look just about right, unless there's a whole lot of, like you mentioned, unless there's a lot of bias towards strength of schedule and what's gone on in the SEC. But, you know, I don't think that should be the case. I think you've got some really legitimately good teams at the top.
We talked about Penn State yesterday for obvious reasons. We acknowledged that Penn State's kind of been in this purgatory in their own right, in their conference. They can't beat Michigan, Ohio State in the years when both are up. They can't beat Ohio State, haven't in 8 years. You know, I understand the argument for James Franklin and saying he's a great coach. His 1-13, 12, whatever it is, record against AP top 10 teams, they can't beat Ohio State. Should Penn State fan be expecting more than what James Franklin has delivered?
I think you have a different dynamic here with the playoff, right? If you get into the playoff and you win a playoff game and you're one of the last eight standing, I think they'll be okay. But they're on very tenuous ground right now because they looked. I was actually at the game, and that did not look like a football team that was mentally feeling very good about themselves after that Ohio State loss. And look, I think the facts are this conversation heats up a lot more if they lose another game and miss the playoffs, because I personally believe their schedule's been pretty soft too. An 11-1 Penn State will get in the playoff. A 10-2 Penn State will not. I really believe that. So I think that's when it heats up a little more. I get the argument about losing to Ohio State, but everybody loses to Ohio State, right? They do need to get over that hump, but I think it's more of a talent issue of they just don't have enough firepower offensively to play with an elite defense like that. So I think there's more conversations to be had about that if and when Penn State loses another game.
Yeah, good stuff. Dalton Wasserman, Pro Football Focus. He's a co-host of the PFF College Football Show at @PFF_Dalton on Twitter. Go give him a follow. Thanks for the time, man. The insight on the NFL and college, and hopefully we can do this again soon.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.